Morning, Daddy.
Hi, Ahuna, my firstborn daughter. How are you on your birthday that the Lord has made?
I'm good. Thank you for my morning birthday call.
So, is this the year that you'll finally make me proud and go to law school?
No, Daddy, because I have a job, remember?
What do you do again?
You know good and well what I do. I'm a marketing consultant, Daddy.
Marketing consultant. So you help other businesses market themselves. But you cannot market yourself into a marriage.
Daddy, how was your trip to Nigeria?
It was good. You know, Emeka's son is preparing to come to the States. He's an engineer. I want to introduce
you. No, Daddy. No, we're not doing this again. You are not going to try to arrange another marriage for me with some random engineer you just happened to come across in Nigeria. The last one, he literally asked me if I would be okay if he had two wives. Two wives.
So what? You are too good for an Igbo man now? Miss Marketa, with no husband?
What are you talking about? I'm dating an Igbo man, remember?
He does not seem interested in marriage. Why hasn't he proposed marriage yet now?
How do you know it's me that doesn't want to marry him? What if I told you I wanted my next husband to be a white man?
Huh? Why do you say such things?
I'm just kidding, Daddy. I have to go get ready for work, though, okay? Bye.
Welcome to the world of Unmasked, a fiction podcast about the messy work of healing, growth, and self-discovery. In season one, we follow the journey of a high-achieving female executive, Kenya, after she's found herself in a series of toxic relationships. When she's forced to confront old wounds that she's been avoiding for far too long, she turns to therapy. Come along for the ride as Kenya navigates love, her career, and her failures through the lens of her therapist. Stay tuned after this episode for an insightful conversation with the show creators, Kenyon and Takara Martin.
Kenya, did you hear me?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I asked you why you felt like it's pointless for you to be talking to a therapist.
Oh, yeah. Because in my culture, we don't really do therapy. It's basically an unspoken rule that suffering is a birthright. What doesn't kill you makes you a better Nigerian.
So you're basically selling your birthright to be here?
Yep, pretty much.
So, Kenya...
You say my name a lot.
Does it bother you that I say your name?
No, it doesn't bother me. I guess it just sounds parental when you say it so much.
I can refrain from using your name if you like.
No, it's okay. You can say my name. Say my name, say my name. Okay.
Whatever brought you here to therapy must have been pretty important to cause you to go against your traditional Nigerian beliefs. Would you like to talk about it?
Okay, so one day I just decided I wasn't happy anymore, so I blew up my marriage, and then my father is like literally ready to disown me, like kick me out of the tribe, and then Kobe Bryant died.
There's tissue on the table to your right.
And so Obi, my boyfriend, like, we're like the perfect Nigerian couple, like the perfect Nigerian couple. But I don't think I'm Nigerian enough for him because I want to be this boss at work. And Nigerian men like women who are like Sunday school teachers. But if I want to be a boss at work, then I got to fight against dudes who are literally trying to take my job from me and take my place in society.
Okay. Pause. Pause. Take a deep breath. Now, did you know Kobe Bryant well?
I'm sorry, I know I must sound crazy.
Not at all. You'd be surprised at how many sessions begin just like this.
You mean with hysterical babbling?
I mean with people who have been bottling up a lot for so long that at the first sign of relief, tend to just let it all out.
Ah, well, mission accomplished. Guess I can leave now.
If you feel you've gotten what you needed, Kenya, sure. Or we can talk about what really brought you here.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I guess I'm here because I feel like I'm having an emotional breakdown, but I'm not really sure because it doesn't resemble what I've seen on TV before.
Life rarely resembles what you see on TV.
I mean, I get that, but that's just, I guess, my only point of reference. I'm just normally this well-put-together, well-controlled person, and lately I haven't felt like me. I haven't felt like myself.
Paint a picture of a well-controlled Kenya for me. What is it about her that makes her well-controlled?
Please, well-controlled Kenya is a boss, okay? She makes moves and she makes things happen. Maybe I'm a fighter, never backing down. Maybe I'm a soldier, standing my ground. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, all you're gonna get is battle scars. Maybe I'm a tiger, 20 steps ahead. Maybe I'm a viper, one bite the dead. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, all you're gonna get is battle scars. Maybe I'm a fighter, never backing down. Maybe I'm a soldier, standing my ground. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, all you're gonna get is battle scars.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, Leah. Sorry to be calling so early, but...
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
Is everything okay? You sound out of breath.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm just on the treadmill. Don't even worry about it. Listen, now that they've officially classified this thing as a pandemic, I want to go ahead and start getting ahead of some of the data that our clients may be looking to us for. So I needed to research, what are the top things people are searching for right now? What are their fears, their anxieties? I want to know so that we can be able to put together some marketing campaigns, PR campaigns, centered around our clients really catering to those fears. And then second, what I want to be able to do is showcase our clients giving back in the spirit of, you know, we're all in this together. So do me a favor and research the largest food banks in the cities where our clients have a presence. I want to be able to showcase them maybe giving food, donating trucks, supplies, to transporting food. Again, just to make sure that they look good on the other side of this. And then lastly, if they are going to be doing some layoffs, find out if any of our clients are laying people off. And then I need you to start calling around to major grocery stores just to see if we can partner with them and actually donate food to some of these employees that are being laid off. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, Kenya. These all sound like great ideas.
Okay, great. And then I can expect an update when I get in this morning?
Absolutely, boss.
Wonderful. Well, listen, let me finish my workout and then I will see you later this morning. Bye.
I see. So I've got a good idea of well-controlled Kenya. What happened that made you feel out of control?
Huh. So much, so fast, and literally out of nowhere. Oh my God, this boy is so clueless. Ryan, per my last email, we will not be charging customers for these amenities. Please reference the report on page 6. Have the presentation updated by the time I get into the office. Thanks, Kenya.
What's up, y'all? This is Dr. Cam in the morning, and you know what time it is. It's time for Ask Dr. Cam. Top of the hour on March 15th, 2020, and today's topic, ambitious women who can't keep a man. Can women have love and success these days? Take a listen to the question from today's guest caller.
You're on with Dr. Cam. Talk to me.
Hey, Dr. Cam. I've got a question. Do men really have a problem with ambitious women, or is it just the men that I date? I'm an attorney. I think I'm good looking.
Yes, you are. I peeped your picture, girl.
Thank you. But my problem is I meet men who say they want a woman with her own, but once they really get to know me, they seem to quickly get turned off. I've had 3 relationships in the last 3 years, and each time it ends, the men all have similar complaints. Either I'm too ambitious, or I work too hard, or they feel they have to compete with me. What am I missing?
So, here's the problem. Men do love and want a woman that has her own stuff. Not her own mind. See, once you get over into ambition, you're dealing with the man's playground, and men don't like to compete with or be contradicted by their women. Why? Because men are fish out of water when their money and ambition and penis are not enough. They don't know what to give, and society hasn't taught them that there is more to give. But that's why, baby, there's Dr. Cam.
And women really be listening to this man. I would love to see his woman, if he got one. Hey, Obi.
Good morning, my love. I just called to hear your voice. I'm going to be in court all day, and I didn't want to miss a chance to tell you good luck on your big pitch today.
Aw, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I am still a little bit nervous, but after all the work I've put into this, I really haven't felt this good about a pitch in a long time.
Sweetie, you are the smartest and most capable woman in the entire organization. You've definitely got this.
You always know what to say, don't you?
When it comes to you and your brilliance, absolutely. But hey, won't keep you. I've got to run.
No problem. I'm just pulling into the office anyway. You killing in court today, okay, baby?
You bet I will.
Good morning, Kenya. You've got 10 minutes until the meeting starts.
Thanks so much, Ashley. Hey, come and grab me when Ian gets into the conference room, okay?
Sure.
Hello, this is Kenya.
Kenya, it's Jordan. Can you talk?
Oh, hey, Jordan. Yeah, girl, I got a few minutes. About to run into a meeting, though, so let me jump into a conference room and you better be quick. Hold on. Okay, girl, what's up?
Girl.
Jordan, is everything okay?
He pooped in my bed.
I'm sorry, what? What are you talking about?
AJ, girl, he nasty.
Okay, wait. I thought you weren't going out with him again because you couldn't find him on social media to stalk him.
I know, but I found him on Facebook and he seemed cool.
Girl, ain't nobody on Facebook no more, but okay, continue.
Okay, so don't judge me. I was in a low place last night, and I got horny.
Jordan!
Oh, hush, Kenya. We ain't all saved and celibate like you, okay? Anyway, so I invited him over, and we did it. Now I think God is punishing me because this man boo-booed in my bed.
Okay, wait, back up. So y'all went on a date, or he just came over?
He came over. It was late.
And you slept with him?
Yeah.
Okay, then help me understand exactly. How did doo-doo end up in your bed, Jordan? Was he drunk?
I think so. I mean, he had to be. I didn't even think he drank that much. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
So what did you say? Like, how did he even fix his lips to explain himself after that?
Girl, he didn't. I rolled over at 5 a.m. this morning, and I felt a wet spot. I thought it was, you know, his man juice. But then I realized the consistency of the...
Come, Jordan, just say come.
Fine. The consistency of the cum was off. Girl, I went to go turn on the light, and there it was. A big brown stain in my Egyptian cotton sheets. And a few lumps of boo-boo is still there.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up.
Girl, I got up to look for him and this man was gone. I tried to call him and of course he kept sending me straight to voicemail. I even went to his Facebook profile and this Negro had the nerve to block me.
So you mean to tell me that a grown man boo-booed in your effing bed and then had the nerve to ghost you after you gave him some too?
Yes!
I'm sorry. I know it's not supposed to be funny, but girl. I'm not judging you, but that's kind of what you get, though.
I hate you so much right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't breathe. I literally cannot breathe.
The meeting is getting ready to start in the Falcon Room.
Okay, be right there. Okay, girl. Whew, I needed that laugh, but I gotta run into my meeting. I'm gonna catch you later, okay?
Bye.
All right, everyone. With this coronavirus thing looming, things are starting to get crazy with our clients, and the markets are starting to panic. Last week, I challenged all of you to come up with some ideas to help increase confidence from our clients that stand to lose the most if travel and tourism takes an even bigger nosedive. Ryan came up with an amazing idea for Excelsior Airlines. Ryan, care to share?
Sure. Thanks, Ian. So, since there's some hesitation in air travel right now, we've convinced Excelsior to market this in a way that says they will treat everyone like first class. They'll have distance on the plane, fly at 50% capacity, but everyone will receive first class travel benefits. We even got our luxury bedding client, Featherlux, to throw in prepackaged pillows and masks for each passenger at a discounted price. It's truly a win-win for both clients and for us here at Savvy.
Great job, Ryan. Everyone, this is what initiative and ingenuity looks like. I want similar pitches for the West Hotel Group. Kenya, does your team have everything it needs to have the campaign for Excelsior by this Friday? We've got to move quickly.
Yeah, absolutely, Ian. We spent a great deal of time on the preliminary work last week, so this next phase, it really shouldn't be hard at all.
Great. All right, everyone, that's all for now. I expect more pitches from the rest of you by tomorrow. You're excused.
Hey, Ryan, can you stay behind for a sec?
Sure, can you?
Close the door, please.
So, Kenya, what's up?
What's up? Ryan, you just pitched my idea to Ian as if it was yours. Did you think I wasn't gonna notice?
Relax, Kenya. It's not that big of a deal. We're a team. I'm sure Ian knew it was both of us.
First of all, Ryan, it was not the both of us. I sat there in our last meeting and watched you scroll your phone and have zero input. So the audacity of your little... Ryan, Excelsior Air is my client that I have built a relationship with for 4 years. You've been here for all of 6 months. So the way that you went around my back to Ian to pitch my idea was unacceptable and completely inappropriate, especially considering that you are my employee, not the other way around.
Whoa, Kenya, no need to get all angry and aggressive with me. I was genuinely just trying to help. Ian asked me how things were going this morning and I told him. Simple as that. What was I supposed to do? Tell him that it's best he talk to you?
Yes, that's exactly what I expected you to do. This was my pitch, my idea, my team.
Look, Kenya, it's really no big deal. We're a team. So I was really just trying to have your back. I mean, we're cool, right? Boss?
Huh. Yeah, Ryan, we're cool. Listen, go schedule a meeting between myself and the marketing director at Excelsior. Just check my calendar and you'll see when I'm available. And then I need you to go do some research on travel right now. Where have we seen the biggest dip over the past 90 days? And then I need you to go see where people still are traveling to. Vacation spots, things like that. Have that report to me by the end of the day.
Wait, why can't we have research do that?
Because I'm asking you to do it. You know, for the team. We cool, buddy?
Yeah. Sure thing. Boss.
Kenya, Ian wants to see you in his office.
Sure, tell him I'll be right there.
Hey, Kenya. Can you come in? Close the door, would you?
Oh, sure. No problem. Oh, geez, Cynthia. I didn't even see you standing there. Ian? What's going on?
Kenya, as you're aware, the world is going through an unthinkable time, and many companies everywhere are having to make some difficult choices. You've been an invaluable resource to Savvy MPR, and this week alone is a true testament to how you've built it and groomed an amazing team for us here. But I've asked Cynthia from HR to be here because our investors have asked us to cut middle management in order to save money, you know, until we can better predict what's going to happen with the world and our business.
So wait, are you seriously saying that last week, when you sat me down for hours probing me for all of my best ideas for the clients, you were doing it so you could secretly turn around and then let me go? Seriously? What happens to my clients that I've built relationships and trust with?
We've briefed Ryan. He's assured us that you have handed down great notes on the next steps with all the clients.
What? Ryan? Do you realize that the idea that Ryan pitched today was...
Kenya, we do not want to make this any more difficult than it needs to be. I wouldn't want you jeopardizing our ability to provide you with a great reference. Cynthia?
Kenya, we've begun putting together your things in your office. We'll need your badge, company laptop, and your company cell phone.
Of course.
We've arranged for an outplacement service company to help with transitioning you into potentially a new role within other companies. They'll be in touch within 48 hours. We're also providing you with 6 months of severance pay. Here is a packet explaining your benefits and COBRA and how to apply for unemployment, as you will be 100% eligible. Do you have any questions?
No. I completely understand, Cynthia.
So welcome to the fire. I'm the one with the liar.
They're here. Get ready to fall in love all over again with Love Stories from the Unmasked podcast. Now, you can delve deeper into the captivating narratives and uncover the backstories of your favorite characters through romance novels written by Takara Martin. Tune in to experience the passion, the drama, and the undeniable allure of a beautiful love story. Don't miss out. Grab your copies today and let the romance sweep you away. Learn more by visiting blacklovestories.us. That's blacklovestories.us.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to actually the first episode of Unmasked Unpacked, where we bring you some key insights from each episode in season one. I'm Takara Martin. This is my amazing, lovely, sexy partner and husband, Kenyon Martin. He plays the voice of Dr. Cam. I play the voice of Kenya. And yeah, we're about to get into chapter one, When It All Falls Down. But first, let's have a word from our sponsors so we can get into this good old conversation. It's time to get that summer body ready. But do you wish you had the energy and motivation to jumpstart your weight loss journey? Well, listen up, because I've got something that has truly changed the game for me. Body Complete RX. Hey there, it's Takara here. And after losing over 45 pounds in the last 6 months, I have been telling everyone I know exactly how I did it. And I didn't torture myself with endless workouts or painless medical procedures either. Thanks to Body Complete RX's metabolism drops and their Renew Energy drops, my weight loss journey has been a breeze. I simply take these drops a few times a day, and let me tell you, the results speak for themselves. My body burns calories quicker, and my appetite has completely transformed to embrace a healthier way of living. Now, let me set the record straight. This isn't some gimmicky flat tummy tea or a magic pill promising overnight results. It simply provides a boost in your metabolism that you can see and feel almost instantly. I literally have the energy and metabolism that I did when I was a cheerleader in high school, y'all. But don't just take my word for it. Check out my profile pictures today and compare me to a year ago. Body Complete RX is the truth. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss journey, do it with the help of Body Complete RX's Boost Metabolism Drops and their Renew Energy Drops. Click the link in the description to get started today or visit bodycompleterx.com/unmasked. That's bodycompleterx.com/unmasked. All right, so y'all just got finished listening to part one of When It All Falls Down, and we wanted to have a conversation about this. Mm-hmm. First, though, I wanted to get a review from our listeners, because the show has been out for a couple of years now, and so we've actually banked a few hundred reviews, and I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you to those who are reviewing and then read the review. Must Be TT rated us 5 stars and said, Kenya feels like a friend, in many aspects like a reflection. I may not have a Nigerian daddy, but I have a dad that has specific expectations that I often don't agree with. I've experienced the struggles of being female in a male-dominated workplace and witnessed my friends experience overt and covert racism. This is an entertaining piece that addresses real issues in a real way. I love this review because it was like one of the first authentic and real reviews we got for the show when it first came out. Mm-hmm. And it let me know that like we were actually doing something good. So thank you for that review. And for anyone else now here in 2024, if you decide to leave a review for us and we read it here on the show, you will be gifted one of the books from Love Stories from the Unmasked podcast. So we are so excited to get through. So go ahead, if you need to, pause right now, write a review. And if you're a lover of romance, we're going to give you a couple of books to receive.
There it is.
Cool. All right. So, babe.
Yep.
Dr. Cam in a traffic jam.
Dr. Cam in a traffic jam. Come on with it.
All right. Full disclosure. Tell me, I want to ask you what your thoughts are on episode one, but I also want to ask you about overall the pilot episode, because the pilot was the first piece that you read from me too.
Yeah.
That like, we had a conversation about what if we did this podcast. And then like a couple of months later, I had written a whole script. So right. I would love to hear like what you thought of the idea. And then like once you saw it come to fruition and hearing this episode, like.
Okay. Well, what I thought about the idea was dope. The reason why is because you're creative, but also your story matters. Your story is a pivotal point of why we do what we did. While I knew some stuff and you knew some stuff, after really going through and hashing out our history together and our history without each other, we realized that your story, your testimony, your journey, not just as a woman, not just as a Black woman, not just as a Black employee, but as a partner, potential spouse, life in general, all that comes to... comes together in this, in Unmasked. And so one of the things I really love about it is the idea that there are Easter eggs and insights in unmasked that people don't know that they're getting to us, to you, especially the Kenya character. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a no-brainer for me. You know what I mean? It's not just that I love you. It's just that there is a story. There is a compelling story. There is compelling experiences going on here that really mirrors a lot of other strong black, let me put it this way, professional black women. You see what I'm saying? So did I answer your question?
You did. No, okay. You did perfectly. And I think because a lot of people, I think, over the past couple of years have seen Unmasked, and I've seen even us promote Unmasked, and not realize that the whole goal, especially of season one, was to show how women like Kenya, professional, strong, high earning, high value women, how high potential executives, high performing women, that's what I'm trying to go to, high performing women end up in toxic relationships, and then how they end up needing the Soul Ties detox.
But here's the thing though, really quick.
Yeah.
High value does matter.
Okay.
And I understand that there's a nomenclature out there of what high value is, but what you're getting to, or what we're getting to inside Unmasked, is valuing yourself highly.
Yeah, well, yeah.
In positions where you were not valued unless, or where Kenya is not valued unless she is following a man's lead. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's powerful potential there to speak on that in the conversation.
Yeah, and I think because we heard the same thing over and over again when we used to work with women in the Soul Ties Detox program, and I said it myself, I'm better than this.
Yeah.
I should have known better than this.
Yes.
My education, my experience, my life experience, who I am, what I do in the workplace.
Yes.
Number one, because we take on our jobs as our identity, but like who we are in the workplace, who we are in the world, should have prepared us better to encounter a man like that, that would completely upend our whole world. Right. Like, how do we end up there? And I think because it's such a unfathomable idea to people outside of women like myself, I wanted to show what that looks like for other people, but also for people like me, because I think we have so much shame behind that. And I went through something myself where like my friends did not believe that I was going through the stuff that I was going through, because I was so well controlled and I was so put together that nobody believed. When I finally decided to leave an abusive and toxic marriage, people were like, "You're crazy. That's not God," whatever. And I'm like, y'all don't understand. I've been protecting this person.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been our top clients.
Yeah.
Our top clients are always boss chicks, if you want to call them that.
Yep.
But to be honest, they're fundamentally producers. They produce. Mm-hmm. They're professional. Yet they pour themselves into a relationship in such a way that even failing that is a reflection on them, and they don't even understand it. Mm-hmm. So to see Kenya encapsulate not only your experience, but many of our clients' experiences, that's a treat, because it gives other people who have those experiences, other young ladies, other black women who have those experiences, other women of color, mm-hmm. who have the experiences of, I'm professional, but I'm not respected as a professional. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I do this much, but I'm not respected there. And not only am I not respected in that field, I'm not respected in my connection with my parents or my father.
Yeah.
Or I'm not respected in my connection with my intimate connections as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I was just getting ready to say, because you just hit on something really quickly, and not being respected as that, and not being seen and regarded as the person that we believe we are.
Right.
I'm going to ask a controversial question.
Sure.
Especially for women who are high earners, air quote high earners, In your opinion, with what you've seen and what you've experienced, do you think that because we have such a hard time gaining that respect after all the work we've done, all the things we've done to prove that we are of value, mm-hmm. of high value, that that also then turns into the catch 22 or like the double-edged sword of also why a lot of women like that end up either in toxic relationships or single for a very long time and sometimes consider someone that is intimidating because we don't know how to turn off the fight mm-hmm. of proving our worth, proving our value, proving that we're decided. And so we come home and when we're dating and when we're in marriages, even like having to fight to prove and fight to be regarded as that because we constantly travel in a world where no matter what we do, nobody has ever given us our just due.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, do you think that's like the reason why so many women who are in that tax bracket are labeled as difficult?
Absolutely.
You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, the reason why they're considered difficult is because they're in a realm where usually there are men. They're in a realm where usually there are white men. You got to understand that the biggest population of educated beings in the United States of America right now are black women. If we want to say and women of color, that makes the pool even bigger. And so there is a struggle there because professional black women are still women.
Mm-hmm.
They're still feminine. They still want and desire love, intimacy, sex, desire to be embraced. And yet the only way in which they found to do that is to prove themselves. And they've been used in bad relationships because they're willing to do all the work. So the other person participating in that bad relationship is always pushing them, almost gaslighting them to do more work because they know that they'll do it.
Mm.
When really your aptitude as a professional should not be the same aptitude as a partner.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we see this in Kenya. We see this in Kenya and Obi early on.
Mm-hmm.
We see this in the way Kenya talks about her ex. You see what I'm saying? But the struggle is that, am I enough to my father? Am I enough? I wasn't enough to this guy. So am I enough to the one who I'm currently with? Understand what I'm saying? So episode one really begins to build a small layer, just like any first episode is introducing you to the players, but it's building a small layer of the issues that exist for Kenya and women like Kenya.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's really good. And that's, listen, I feel like that's the perfect place to wrap this. So this
Wait a minute. I wanted to say something really, really good though.
Sorry. I keep hitting my cup on this thing, but go ahead, baby. Sorry.
Because they've already listened to this.
Yes.
To this episode one. There's a profound thing that's said in episode one. And I want to read it just real quick. It's Kenya's boss.
Mm.
And when Kenya's boss is talking about Ryan, they're in that meeting room, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan is doing the spiel that Kenya gave him. And Kenya's boss says, this is what intelligence and initiative looks like.
Woo!
On the surface, we think it looks like the work ethic and the ideas that come forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we're really saying is that White Ryan is what intelligence and initiative looks like.
Wait, black man, how I wrote that and I didn't even catch that in that. Keep talking.
But it's true though. The idea that whenever we reward someone, okay, think about it. Think about it. The boss is right here. The boss sees the initiative of Ryan. The boss knows Ryan works for Kenya,
mm-hmm.
yet the boss also knows we're about to get rid of Kenya. And the boss knows we're about to pump up Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that boss is okay with saying our top employee or one of the top employees, let's say it like that, let's not give her all the credit, but one of our top employees is about to go, but we still got remnants of her here. But you know what? Let's go ahead and give Ryan the credit for that. Because black women shouldn't be where white men are.
Ooh, and then, wait, remember when Kenya tried to speak up for herself when she was getting let go and he shut her down? He said, now, hold on now.
Exactly. Hold exactly. On. Both the boss and Ryan began to put Kenya, when Kenya addressed Ryan for it,
mm-hmm.
and then the boss, when she began to speak towards it, and even later on when she sets it aside as, this is what jobs do, I don't take it personal,
mm-hmm.
we're all cultivated, even Kenya, cultivated in a professional culture to not look at people's purposes or people's
intentions.
Exactly.
Mm, mm-mm.
Because she's the one that's making, she's saving the day. But can we really have a black woman doing that?
That can't be what it looks like.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Right. But they continue to put her in the position of the angry black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is she relegated to the angry black woman? Because she's intelligent. She's sharp. I guess that could be considered intelligence. She has initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows what she's talking about. Problem is, she left that all on the table and then left or was kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
If she had kept it to herself, she'd be playing their game. But she trusted them.
But yes, I think what also then that turns into, especially as women, and I don't care what color or race you are, but especially as women, when we see that we are constantly overlooked and passed over, we develop a sense of distrust for systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes us believe that we have to do it all and take it on all ourselves, all on our own.
And typically you do.
And we do.
Typically you do. And you distrust systems.
Yeah.
The problem is that as long as you're okay, you fed into that same system and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where Kenya's issue is. She fed into that system and she said, I don't take it personal. That's how she's feeding the system. I don't take it personal. But wait a minute. She walks out of there, no longer professional. Now in her intimate life, that system still exists. And she doesn't know it. This is why your creativity is boundless, because while the first episode really kind of sets us up, and it's like any first episode, it's just giving us information
mm-hmm.
and who the players are. But the issue is that you're dropping things in the first episode that after you listen to all of it and come back, you'll be like, ah,
yeah,
I see now. Ah, I see. The idea is I don't want to be seen the way I've been seen. I want to be something different, but how do I do that and still feed the system? There's that system with her father.
Mm.
And you don't have to be, you don't have to have a Nigerian father to have father issues.
Yeah.
Father issues are part of the system. And that's what we're doing. We're watching Kenya go through the system. This is something we need to see, because while creativity is so your bag, like you got this, like you could do this, the basic point is for women to see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is to see that they're not alone, not through a character, but a character that is infused with your spirit. They literally are not alone.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Isn't that dope?
It is.
Right? So that's why episode one is pivotal in the sense that it creates a foundation that we can go all the way through the whole entire the whole entire production and come back to episode one and say, I see that now.
Like, I get it.
I get it. Yeah.
That was dope. All right. Listen, if you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying even the conversations that Kenyon and I are having after the show, please rate us, leave us a review. We cannot grow without you. This is, again, the first episode. We're going to see you on the next one, which is part two of When It All Falls Down. All right? Peace.